Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
Well, our 1 hour out of a week that's absolutely normal.
Hour of power.
See, how many hours in a week?
So happy to be here.
24 times 7, right? 168?
Uh-huh.
1 hour out of 168.
Look at that.
How about that? Thank you, guys.
Is that coming?
I set my alarm when I go to sleep to Sunday.
Me too.
Sunday, 2 o'clock, Understanding CBD. Max Sobel, Steve Wallman.
Thank you.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here, everyone. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. We got some great feedback this past week. People actually care.
That was a good show last week you guys put together.
I agree.
And we got another good one today. We have a very actually world-renowned neurologist going to join us at about 2:20 this afternoon, Dr. Kevin Crutchfield from LifeBridge Sports Medicine. In fact, he's the co-founder of the LifeBridge Sports Medicine Clinic, and he's a consultant to the NBA, the NFL, MLB, MLS, and he has treated many an athlete.
OMG.
Wow.
All of that.
I'm not going to ask what you had to do to get him on here.
Well, yeah, you don't want to know. That's for another
but,
day.
But, man, we're lucky and excited to talk with him.
Absolutely. Talk about the about his experiences treating professional athletes and just anybody that has concussion or traumatic brain injury and how CBD can help manage the pain and see what he's got to say. But I'm really
excited it helps
about that.
To, you know, at least give such a perspective to where it may fit into everyday things that he deals with.
You know? Absolutely. And then also, you guys hooked this up. Dr. G, who was with us the first couple of weeks that we did the show back in March, is going to come on later in the show and kind of do what we call Dr. G's Corner.
Yep.
And he's going to kind of give his spin, not spin, but his spiel on CBD and also, you know, maybe answer a couple questions that we've got for him. So that's something to look forward to a little bit later on. We've got trivia questions. We've got mail sack segment, of course.
Mail sack.
And just a whole bunch of stuff going on today. So let's toss out the phone numbers first, as we always do, 410-922-6680. Again, that number, 410-922-6680. This phone number I'm going to give you is direct to Max and Steven, 443-743-2444. Again, 443-743-2444. Other ways for people to communicate with you. You guys just told me before we got on air just a few minutes ago, you're starting up a newsletter. You've got a blog coming up. So talk a little bit about more how you guys can reach people and how you want people to reach you.
So we have a newsletter. It doesn't go out that often, but we're starting it up again. Great content related to really just general health and wellness, but certainly centered around hemp and the benefits of cannabis. In addition to that newsletter, we started writing some blog posts, and we've got that up on our website as well. So if you go to our website, www.maxandstevens.com, there's a section there for research, and you can start reading some of the stuff that we've put together for you. We're excited about that. We like to share information, and we're happy to have it there as a resource for all of our listeners.
And people like to consume information in different ways. So we're trying to be as, you know, as helpful for everyone. Ubiquitous, very good word. And for everyone, people that want to, you know, listen to us, people that want to read stuff, different formats, different, you know, questions that come up. And it's really been helpful from the people from the audience that have followed up with us and let us know what are some of the questions that they have.
Yeah, one of their favorite things is when we sing mail sack. That was the top comment that we got.
They like us better than you, Noah. That's right. They like that better than, you know, than the music.
You know, and also, and we've mentioned this before, but in case somebody's listening for the first time, we take the content on the show and you guys then push it out in other forums, right? You've got the podcast. You've got a whole bunch of different ways to hear this show, not only at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday.
Right. Yeah. So you can go to our website. Do you want to talk about it? Or
yeah, on our website, it's maxandstevens.com/radio.
Radio.
Every show we have, we put there. And you can also access it through podcasts. And they're pulled in from the Apple iPod.
Apple Podcast.
It's like a purple app on your phone.
Yeah, depending on what you use. There's Apple Podcast. There's Google Podcast. There's even something called Stitcher, which we just learned about, but it's on there as well.
Yeah, and there's a few others. So if you listen to podcasts, every radio show we've done is there live. We actually get more listeners there than we think on the radio, but again, we don't know.
Absolutely.
But it's been great. It's been great and a lot of fun, a lot of great feedback. great topics. I'm excited about brain health today, which is going to be a really good topic.
Yeah, brain health is tough right now. We're all sitting home and doing our thing.
But we like to catch up on the week, too. We didn't get we kind of rushed into the studio this week. What have you guys been doing?
Well, actually, I got a bit of housekeeping. I just want to make one announcement. So my stepfather-in-law, that's Vicky's wonderful stepfather, it's his birthday today, so I want to wish him a very special, happy, and healthy birthday.
We've had birthdays like every week in the last month.
Absolutely. And, you know, he deserves it. He's a fantastic guy. He's truly one of my favorite people in the world. So I just want to wish him a happy and healthy birthday. We love you, and we appreciate you.
Happy birthday.
You know what?
And his name is Gary, by the way. Gary.
Well, happy birthday,
and
Gary.
And that's a great name. And you know what? Now that you guys just reminded me of something, one birthday I didn't tell you about. My wife had a birthday on April 7th.
Oh, there you go.
And I didn't even mention it. So if you're talking about your father-in-law, I got to say happy birthday to Julie.
You've been sleeping on the couch.
Happy birthday,
or what?
Julie. You can say it late, but not early.
You know, my back. That's probably where it's coming from.
I'm sure. Absolutely. You should do some CBD. I know
a
couple guys.
What did you do for her birthday?
I did that.
But Gary, actually, he's been to a lot of our shows when we would do the pop-up events.
Yeah, Gary.
Remember those?
Gary, you mean Vicky's
father.
He comes and visits. Yeah, he's great.
He's great. Super nice guy. Always happy, cheerful, would come when we're doing a lot of the, when we used to do the pop-up events. And
was
a good visitor.
Fantastic guy. Thank you. That's a little housekeeping.
Happy birthday.
Nicely done. Also, tell people about the coupon code. If they're going to buy CBD from Max and Stevens, they can get 10% off.
That's right. WCBM, the call letters of this station.
WCBM.
That's right. 10% off. Use it on our website at checkout.
All right.
You can also call us and on our phone number.
443-743-2444.
We can take orders by phone, too. I get
and
a lot
you can
of those.
Let us know you heard us on the radio, and we'll give you the same discount.
So we're all working from home these days, and as everybody in this audience should know, Stephen and I answer our own phones when we get customer calls. So I'm sitting at the living room table working with my wife, and she hears the calls when they come in, and she hears me take them. And people really love the fact that it's actually Stephen and I that pick up the phone. They appreciate it.
I agree.
They do.
Hey, let's give out the trivia question as we do in the first segment every week. And again, the number 410-922-6680 to answer the trivia question. What's the prize for the trivia question today?
Shirt?
Yeah, of course. People love the T-shirts, the black T-shirt in any size you want, large.
Large. Yeah, got our Max and, Stevens logo on there. They're nice.
It is a Max and Stevens. It says Heard of CBD on it.
Perfect to do your daily walking around the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
All right, so we'll do that. So the trivia question is,
Who's the trivia question?
What is the most important thing you need to see before you buy a CBD product?
Right, let me repeat that. What is the most important thing you need to see before buying any CBD product?
That's the trivia question today. Call us at the number 410-922-6680. Winner, first one in that has the correct answer, gets the Max and Stevens T-shirt. Again, the number 410-922-6680. What is the most important thing that you want to look for when you buy a CBD product?
Yes, that the is number the one, the most important.
Numero uno.
Do not buy a CBD product
until
you have seen this.
We might as well just give them the answer at this point.
Well, we almost did, actually.
That's right.
Yeah.
Pros here, pros.
Yeah. What about you guys? No shows anymore. When I say shows, I mean the live events that you guys do.
And it's bad because I'm these days I miss the show so much that I'd be sitting on the couch and as Vicky walks by, I try to hand her a brochure, ask her if she's heard of CBD. I'm in withdrawal, man.
Well, there was I don't know if you guys knew this, but Gary, you did. We talked about this when people would come to the shows and we would let them taste it. We would call it baby birding.
Baby birding, right?
And when we came to the studio. I don't remember when
it was last weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah.
Last weekend,
it was symbolic.
Out front of the studio, under one of the overhangs, was a dead baby bird lying on the ground.
Wow.
And we took it as a sign, no more baby birding. At least not.
Max looked at me and he said, Steve, if we weren't sure already, this is the sign that baby birding is over.
Wow.
Specifically baby birding. Now, we can do other things, but that's done.
Hmm. Yeah. It's one of it's the funniest thing because you would let people taste it. When there was a group of people, they'd get around like they're like three babies waiting for the mommy to feed them, but their mouth open like they've done it before.
Right.
Hey, one of the questions, I was talking to somebody that knows I do the show, and they're thinking about CBD, and they'll probably call you. Maybe they have already. I have no idea. But one of the questions he asked me, and I don't know that we've gone over this before or not, was, many people, let's put it that way, are familiar with if you smoke marijuana, you know, what happens to you, right? You may get hungry, you may get sleepy, you may, who knows? He says, with CBD, do you get sleepy? Do you get drowsy with CBD?
And no.
I knew the answer, but I wanted to let you guys answer that.
Yeah, the answer is no. It doesn't actually make you sleepy or drowsy. It keeps your mind from racing. That's what helps you to sleep soundly and to sleep at a normal length.
You guys sleep well?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do. I sleep great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My wife does. Steven does.
I sleep very well.
My dog.
Absolutely.
My dog sleeps great.
And you actually attribute it to CBD? Like, was there a difference of your sleeping before and after?
I can tell you a specific thing for me. So I generally sleep well, but when Steven and I were traveling a lot, he knows that whenever we would stay at a hotel room, it would take me a couple of days to get acclimated. I never really slept well the first night, blah, blah, blah. But when we started incorporating and really building this business and getting CBD as a regular part of our lives, and I started using it regularly, even Steven noticed that when we started traveling, I was sleeping better. I'd wake up that second day and I'd be like, I'm good, I'm refreshed, you know? So I feel like I was getting much better quality sleep, and then I've been using our product ever since. So, you know.
Yeah, and that's what I realized as well. Because I have aches and pains, my problem with sleeping was staying asleep. And it wasn't a racing mind, it was an ache and pain. So what I've noticed is since I've been taking CBD regularly and obviously changed diet and everything, I stay asleep and I get a solid minimum of 6 hours without anything, which for me, like even just moving, like, you know, my shoulder pain just to move and pull the covers up would wake me up. And I'm noticing that when I do wake up, it's a lot longer.
Do you take it before you go to bed?
I was talking about this, Linda, yesterday. I take it sporadically throughout the day. I use, and you may call it microdosing, if you will. I take small servings throughout the day.
Smaller than a regular serving?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, no, I take maybe a quarter of a milliliter.
Okay.
Which is a few, you know, 10, 15 milligrams, something like that, just throughout the day under my tongue. And it just keeps, for me, it works. That's my,
for me, it's a little bit slightly more regimented. I take some in the morning after I wake up. And then I take some in the evening before I go to sleep. But for me, I take it sporadically during the day. If I have a headache, for example, in fact, it just happened last week. I had a headache. I took a little bit and, help my headache.
Now, your dog, Rufus, we've talked about him before.
Yeah.
Does he get regular? Like, what's his schedule?
His schedule, now we give it to him regularly in the morning, about 4 drops on a treat. And he's about 20 pounds, and he's built up to about 4 drops, but daily.
And I just started with my puppies today. They're 16 weeks now, 4 months. So I'm going to start giving them a drop in their mouth with every meal. And I just did the first one today, and they love it. They love the taste of it. They're actually the two girl dogs, the sisters, they lick each other's mouth. They love it.
Nice.
Just out of curiosity, and I know the SPCA isn't even around right now because of COVID, but have you ever reached out to the SPCA or something like that to talk about? Like, is that a topic that you guys – we've talked about pets and CBD, but is that something that the SPCA would ever talk about? Or?
Absolutely. I don't know if they have any requirements of not gag orders that they can't talk about it,
right.
But anyone in pets knows. Dogs specifically and cat, how much CBD can help the behavior.
And there's a lot of hush-hush around it, too. I was telling that story about the vet, how the vet tech couldn't talk about it, but hush-hush loves it.
Yeah, it's like, is it public? Can they really talk about it? And I think a lot of that stuff is opening up now, but it'd be great to know. If anyone knows someone from the SBCA, we'd love to have them on the show.
Please.
410-922-6680 is the number. The trivia question is, what is the one thing that you want to look at before you purchase any CBD product? Again, 410-922-6680. We'll take a time out. We'll come back with one of the world's most renowned concussion specialists when we return right after this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Back at you here, Gary Stein, woo! Along with Stephen Wallman and Max Sobel.
In the flesh.
CBD.
I didn't mean to scream. Sorry, Ira.
That was loud, man.
Wow.
Ira doesn't like when you scream.
He
know
doesn't.
That. Yeah, Ira's listening. Ira's listening.
Yeah, he's always listening.
Speaking of which, does Howie listen to this?
All the time.
Howie should, you know what I think? I think Howie should call in one of these shows and sing us the Max and Steven song
Please.
That we heard before.
Yes. Maybe
Howie.
Today could be the day.
Howie, today might be the day, actually.
Howie, if you're listening, you just got the invite from Max. Call us, 410-922.
I'm pretty sure he knows the number, Gary.
67. Oh, yeah.
Well, so
out of all the people,
one of the missions we have on the show is to bring joy and happiness to the world. That right. is on the list.
You sound like a card.
Sounds like Three Dog Night.
And Howie is just joy, right? He's hilarious.
Really he's
just,
the
every
epitome
time
of joy
you can't be around him and not laugh or
right.
smile.
And
so
the singing salesman.
The singing salesman.
You got to laugh at him. You got to laugh with him. You got to laugh.
Does, right, laughter, love. Total. It's great. It's what he's about.
All right, hey, our trivia question today, and we do have a guy online who we'll get to in a minute to talk or hopefully give us the answer. What is the number one thing, the most important thing to look for when you're buying a CBD product? The question and the prize would be a Max and Stevens T-shirt. The number is 410-922-6680. Let's head out to the phones. Frank is in Woodlawn, who hopefully has the answer. Frank, you're up. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
How you doing, Frank?
What do you think the answer to the question is of what's the most important thing to look for first when you're buying a CBD product?
See where it was made.
To look to see where it's made.
Very good point.
That is very important. And you know, understanding where the product is grown because it is a plant, right?
Right,
and
where
it's growing and stored in
the
soil is extremely important.
Right.
And you... that is important, but that is not, you know, how do you know that?
That is the long way to tell you, Frank, that you do not have the right answer, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And although your point is 100% accurate, we're talking about what is the number one most important thing.
Yes, and just to give some, the next, because I see Noah back there busy on the phones, but, you know, if you wanted to know where it's grown, and where would you find that?
Right. If you wanted to know,
how would you know
the quality?
Would you, like, if you
of
were looking
product.
At someone, like if someone told you,
well, someone told you, right?
Would you believe that?
I mean, not necessarily.
Depends.
But
I mean, you know, if someone.
Yeah. Know. Well, how do we know where you guys grow it?
Right. That's very good.
That's right. You don't know, and I'm not going
to
tell you because you're going to have to look it up.
Well, no, but I'm saying at least it's on your website.
You have to see
right?
this. You have to see the answer. The answer is why we're not saying anything.
Right. Frank, thank you so much. Sorry that you didn't win it. But let me ask you a question,
thanks
though.
For calling, Frank.
Even if you know where it's grown,
right?
Like, you're not the only one that has on the website where it's grown. Everybody
right.
probably has where it's grown. How do you know that that's good?
That's right. Right, you need to be able to prove that.
Right.
And there's one specific way that you can prove that, and that's what we're looking
and
for.
And that's the answer you're looking for.
Right.
So again, the trivia question today for a Max and Stevens T-shirt is what is the most important thing to look at or to know before you buy a CBD product? Again, the most important thing.
Numero uno.
410-922-6680 is the number again, 410-922-6680. Without further ado, I'd like to go to our hotline, actually, and welcome in our first guest today. He's the co-founder of the LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Clinic and one of the nation's foremost authorities on concussions and traumatic brain injuries. Full disclosure, he's a good friend of mine. I've known him for about 10 years. We've done many an interview together, and Dr. Kevin Crutchfield is on the line with us. Kevin, how are you today?
Gary, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing great. You were 2 minutes late in calling. What's up with that?
Gary's sweating over here. He's been bouncing off the walls, Kevin. Nice to meet you.
I was actually in my car, and believe it or not, I had a place that didn't have good cell reception. So.
No, okay.
Thank you, Doc, because Gary was looking over at me saying, you got to stall.
In 2020, the cell phone service.
We've been talking about it since 2018.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's that difficult.
Hey, Kevin.
Glad you can make it, and thank you for taking some time to talk to us in the audience.
Yeah, and Kevin, I built you up big, okay? So you've got to really come through this afternoon. But seriously speaking, give us a little bit on your background, what exactly you do, before we get into the CBD conversation, just to give our listeners some context.
Sure. Well, I'm a neurologist, which means I specialize in the nervous system, so I take care of diseases of the nervous system, and my area of focus is stroke and brain trauma. And for the better part of the last 10 years, I've been running the concussion program at Sinai Hospital, taking care of all kinds of folks that have had a traumatic brain injury, most of them mild, or concussions with persistent symptoms. And the most common symptom that most people complain of that bring them in to see me is headaches. And you know, full disclosure, it takes patients about 6 months from the time of injury to get into our program. So we're a tertiary referral program. People usually don't run to us the day after they've whacked their head. It's when they've had chronic persistent symptoms that they seek consultation with us, or their physicians seek consultation with us.
Typically, after they've gone through a process to get there.
They've gone through five or six other providers.
Hmm. Right.
Gotcha. Kevin, so, you're... Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we get the toughest headaches post-trauma in the region. I'm not just going to say Baltimore. We get people driving up from the D.C. area. I have folks coming down from New Jersey and New York. A couple people have flown out from California to come to our program.
And Kevin, you've been doing it, like you say, you've been running the program there for 10 years. How you and I even got to know one another was actually through sports. You were part of a rotation of doctors that was interviewed on a pregame show that I used to do on Ravens Radio back in the day. I'm going back literally 10, 12 years ago, et cetera. And so my connection to you, actually, is through sports. Obviously, you've seen and you do see a lot of athletes who have suffered concussions, traumatic brain injuries, et cetera. Just talk a little bit about that experience with our listeners and kind of how you're connected in there.
Well, I mean, wow, it's a lot to say in a short period of time. I'm on the NFL Players Association Health and Safety Committee. I was the first neurologist chosen to be on that committee. I'm the consultant with the Ravens, so what that means is when they're cleared to play, they have to come see me and make sure there's nothing else wrong with their nervous system before they go back in and play. I was asked by the Orioles to be the team neurologist when the baseball players union wanted neurologists because football players have them. And I've taken care of members from U.S. Soccer. I've had a couple nice young ladies come through who are Olympians, who are gold medalists, that we've gotten back into participation. It's really focusing on what's actually wrong. And the vast majority of time when we get someone with persistent symptoms after a, for lack of a better way to classify it, a mild brain injury, it's usually something other than the brain causing these chronic symptoms. And it's mostly chronic inflammation from trauma to neck structures. And when you think about it physiologically, it's almost impossible to whack your head hard enough to cause symptoms of a concussion without involving your neck. It's just impossible. And, you know, Dale Earnhardt Sr. hit the wall at over 200 miles an hour, and his head popped off of his neck, given the momentum and the weight of the head. So the only athletes now who can potentially have a concussion without neck injury is NASCAR, because they're completely strapped in the seat now. The head's even attached to the seat, so it doesn't pop off when they wreck. So everyone else is straining structures in the neck, and they can become inflamed, chronically inflamed, and trigger a lot of symptoms. So what you're really trying to do, or what we try to do in the clinic, is get on top of that inflammatory process and that pain, because that pain can be debilitating. And, you know, even though people look fine, they're not fine. And in the state of Maryland, workers' compensation return-to-work criteria are all based on orthopedics, as if you fractured your leg. So they want to send you back to, quote-unquote, light duty.
Right, and that was one of the questions, and I didn't mean to cut you off, but one of the questions that people have is when it comes to treating pain, is it something that won't show up on an X-ray?
Unless you actually have a structural injury causing the pain that's large enough.
Yeah, so how do you diagnose those, especially for a professional athlete, for them to come to you and say, is he ready to play? Feel confident to say yay or nay?
It's called good old-fashioned medicine. You take a detailed history, you do a detailed physical exam. You will find out primarily on a physical exam, even when the MRI scans are normal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really based on clinical symptoms and clinical signs, and we know there's a problem. Like, you really can't diagnose tennis elbow with an MRI. I mean, you can if you do find slices through the arm, but you know, within 30 seconds when you dig your thumb in on the lateral aspect of the elbow, someone who's played a lot of tennis, you know they got tennis elbow. You don't need an MRI scan for that.
So by the time someone comes to you, they've gone through so many different types of treatments. And that's sort of interesting, too, and I think a great perspective to bring, which is, you know, all the things that people use to it. Because we're on the radio talking to people and helping them understand that hemp extracts and cannabis in general as a plant can be helpful in the recovery from certain injuries and even just generally great for the body. And how that fits in with other treatments is really a great perspective to bring.
Well, I've had a few patients. You know, I really can't go into detail about them because I take our participant with Medicare. A lot of people said to me, why do doctors not, you know, you want to use these compounds and talk about them, and especially medical marijuana? It's not been decriminalized at the federal level, and when we take Medicare, we're government contractors. Hmm. So we are held to federal mandate as a contractor to the U.S. federal government. So until the federal government says it's okay to use this stuff and legalizes it, most physicians, especially if they take Medicare, shouldn't really be talking about it.
We're talking with Dr. Kevin Crutchfield, the co-founder of the LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Clinic, and he's one of the nation's foremost authorities on concussions and traumatic brain injuries. Kevin, you and I talked earlier this week, and a lot of the athletes that you've seen have talked about CBD, and they've used CBD, and actually many of them report benefits from it. But from your view, like, how do you engage in that conversation, or do you engage in that conversation with them?
Well, I don't engage about specifics, as I just mentioned, but I will talk generally about pain and pain management. Now, pain is an interesting thing to try and manage, and there really is a very, very large placebo effect in pain management. And I'm not saying that to say, you know, it's in people's heads. Placebo effect has been shown to be a true neurochemical phenomenon in the brain, and it truly does help people deal with their pain. And at the end of the day, it's about managing pain and keeping people functional.
Right. You don't care how they manage it as long as it's managed.
Correct. And as long as it's managed and they're not harming themselves.
Right. It's important.
Be very clear. Make sure it's safe to the body.
Provide no harm.
Not toxic, and it has a beneficial effect. And in order to get, let's say, FDA clearance for a medicine and to go out and market it and say, this treats pain, you have to show a better than 50% reduction in pain over placebo. And those trials they're tough trials, and they're expensive trials, but that's the best we have scientifically for pain management. Now, there's lots of reports that people say they feel better, and I joked with you, Gary, earlier about, you know, patients come in and tell me they do all kinds of things and it helps with their pain. And what I say, even though there's no science to prove it, I say, well, then keep doing it, for Christ's sake. You feel better when you do that. Keep doing it. You know, I've had a couple of athletes, pro athletes, come in and say that, you know, they've tried medical marijuana, they tried CBD, and they say it really helps with their pain. I'm not here to say it's a bona fide FDA-certified pain medicine, but in certain people, they find a benefit from it. And the real question is, we have to be scientific about it. Can we go against a placebo and show that there is a 50% or greater reduction in pain compared to that placebo?
And you're conservative.
And there's ways that have to be done.
So do you see harm in trying, where would you see any harm with someone trying it?
Well, I mean, harm is, you know, people look at the FDA sometimes in a negative light, but the main role of the Food and Drug Administration is to make sure the things that people go out there and market are not toxic to the human body. So there have to be what we call phase one trials of, you know, escalating doses of these compounds given to people and see if there are truly any toxic effects of this. There were some naturopathic supplements. Gosh, you know, I've been doing this for over 30 years. This has got to be about 20 years ago. It was the rage. I forget what the compound was. It was imported from China, and it had arsenic in it. Mm. And since you know, nutritional supplements don't have to go through the rigors of FDA testing, these compounds can hit the market and be toxic. So when you say safe, well, what are the safety data? What type of rigorous testing has been done to show in a controlled environment that these compounds are truly safe?
Wow, that's a good clue to our question today.
Very applicable to our question today, by the way.
I'm not sure you've been listening to the question of the day, but... How would you know if a product was tested?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much, Doc.
Hey, Dr. Kevin Crutchfield, unfortunately, we have to leave it there. We could probably do 2 hours with you, as I'm sure you know, but we really appreciate you calling us today.
Well, hopefully I can provide some insight to folks, and you all have a great day.
I think you did. Dr. Crutchfield, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr.
Thank you, Doctor. Appreciate you being here.
That is Dr. Kevin Crutchfield, the co-founder of the LifeBridge Health Sports Medicine Clinic, one of the nation's foremost authorities on TBIs, traumatic brain injury. We'll take a time out. We still have that trivia question out there. What is the single most important thing that you need to look at before buying your CBD product?
A lot of clues in the show already.
I might as well just listening. So the answer is no.
410-922-6680. Back with Dr. G and more when we return. ¶¶
Now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
That is true. Understanding CBD is back at 410-922-6680. Our trivia question, which is still unanswered, is what is the single most important thing that you need to look at before buying a CBD product? Scott in Baltimore thinks he's got the answer. Scott, you're up. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing fine. We're hoping you have the answer.
Well, I would think that it would be check for certification for its strength and concentration.
That is absolutely correct. And to be clear,
have a winner.
Certificate of authenticity, certificate of authority.
That's our winner music.
A certification, a lab report. That's exactly the right answer.
Scott, congratulations. Have you tried it, by the way?
I have not, actually. I've been trying to think about whether I should or not because I do have some shoulder pain, but I have not tried it yet.
I can't think of a reason why you wouldn't.
With my job, that if I get tested randomly, that it will show up as a positive for drugs.
Coupon code WCBM gets you 10% off, my friend.
And Scott's concern, which is real, a lot of people have, what is your employer, that, if you can mention, that you're concerned with it showing up for?
No, that I'm not going to mention, sorry.
Gotcha. Well, we get it from a lot of people that are working for the government, working in as a school bus driver, as an example, that are concerned about THC showing in their urine for a drug test.
Right, and a lot of ways to get around that is to use it topically.
Yeah. Using it topically can be helpful. Doc G can probably help with that, too.
Hey, Scott, hang on.
Thanks for calling, Scott, with the right answer.
You are the winner.
Actually, I have one other thing. With a lab report, one of the most important thing is with a lab report is that it is from a third party.
Right.
Gotcha.
Right.
Okay. Well,
and Scott knew that.
Scott, hang on. Noah will get your information, and we'll get you out that T-shirt, my friend.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate that. Something for you.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
You too, man. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for listening.
So without further ado, I wanted to bring in Dr. G, Ben Gonzalez.
Dr. Who was G.
With us the first couple shows that we did way back in March, which seems like eight years ago or something. But anyway, Dr. G, we talked about it this week. We're going to do a little two-minute segment with him, which loosely is called, at least at this point, Dr. G's Corner.
Dr.
G's put it out
Corner.
There. You know, that's how we put it out there.
Yeah, that's how we put it out there. It's whatever Doc G wants to do.
Is Max, are you going to sing that?
Yeah, if you want theme music, Doc G, we've got you covered here.
Yeah, no problem at all.
So
you just don't want to get in the corner too often, that's all.
That's right. Right. Don't put Doc G in the corner, ever.
No, you don't want to do that. So, Doc G, I mean, are you happy with that? Is that what you want to call it, Doc G's Corner? You want to do something else? I mean, what?
Absolutely fine. That's great. Dr. G's Corner. I like that.
Okay. Well,
better than being in Dr. G's box. That'd be in trouble.
Yeah, no, we wouldn't want that.
You watch what you say on the radio here.
Yeah, you've got to do that. What do you want to talk about in Dr. G's Corner this afternoon?
Well, why don't we stick with the theme that Dr. Crutchfield, that you guys have been talking with Dr. Crutchfield.
Nice.
Total brain injury, head injury. It's interesting. I had a couple things happen to me within the last 24 hours that was remarkable for what we're talking about. I was driving from the clinic yesterday, and a couple motorcycles are passing me at a relatively high speed, more than they should. Next thing I know, these two motorcycles laying on the side of the road with the drivers and their passengers laid across the road. And the bottom line is head injury, four head injuries at once. And when I stopped I stopped to take care of them. Three of them were doing okay. One of them definitely needed attention. And the police, there was a police officer that stopped right along with me. And then the ambulance came later. But all four of them had head injuries in different levels. And I tell you what, after taking care of their emergent issues initially, making sure their neck's safe, everything else is safe, and send them to the hospital, you know, one of the things I would recommend for them to do after they're all taken care of and making sure that they're doing okay otherwise, CBD is a great thing to start early in that type of injury to help with inflammation and the remodeling of brain tissue and brain injury. So that happened. And then I got a call from one of my patients that evening. And that's a short version of that.
Oh, wait a second. But, you know, kudos on you for stopping. I know you're, they say, you know, a man's man's doctor. But, you know, think about you driving in the car. What time was it? Was it dark, light? I mean,
no, it was late afternoon.
Late afternoon. There's an accident. I mean, what would you do? Would you stop or keep going?
I never stop.
Well, you guys remember my background. I'm a trauma doctor.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
So I get it. I get that, trauma. But I just want to give a minute. I mean, that's respectful. I mean, I appreciate that, and thank you for stopping, because I don't know what I would do. I can't say, but
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. So the second little mini story is I got a call that evening from a patient of mine saying he was walking his dog, got attacked by
a Bigfoot?
Another dog, yeah. Another dog while he was walking his dogs, and literally got attacked. The dog jumped on him. He fell down, hit his head on the ground, hit his hand, got a bunch of scrapes, bruises, cuts, and bites. He's doing okay. Went to the emergency room. He has no broken bones, but he did have a mild concussion. They got a CAT scan. Of course, that's all normal. But with a head injury, and he said he passed out for a short period of time. Huh. The bottom line is, with a guy like this, he's sent home with some pain medications. But those pain medications that we give are good for, some of them are good for inflammation, and some are just pure pain medications. But one of the things that CBD oil can help for someone like that is anti-inflammatory effect, number one. Number two, helps the endocannabinoid system in helping with brain injury. He doesn't have a big injury. He doesn't have anything going on the CAT scan. But this will help him kind of minimize the future headaches that he'll have, that he may have from this concussion, and will help with all the other parts of his injuries as well. So, you know, CBD plays a powerful role not only in chronic conditions, but it can play a powerful role from recovery from acute conditions. And that's a point I wanted to make. After listening to Dr. Crutchfield and your discussion with him, fantastic doc, by the way. Love his work.
Hey, Dr. G, we're about out of time, but how can people get in touch with you if they want more information from you?
So they can go to my website at AtlantisMedCenter.com, then call my clinic at 301-622-2722. Or they can find information on me and my writing at BenGonzalezMD.com. So those are three different ways. So AtlantisMedCenter.com, and then of course on my Instagram at BenGonzalezMD, and the second one is at BenGonzalez_MD, and the second Instagram is AtlantisMedCenter.
Doc G.
All right, sounds good, Doc G. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Hey, no problem. You guys take care. I'm looking forward.
Thanks, Doc.
Dr. Ben Gonzalez. We'll take a time out here. When we come back, your favorite segment, guys.
Mail Sack.
After this.
And now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
You know, time really, you know, whoever said it, time really flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Especially in here.
Came true today.
It's like a warp we step into.
You having fun?
I am having fun.
All right.
Yeah, I'm
having
fun.
This is actually the most fun I've had all week.
You put the headphones on. You hear yourself on the microphone. It's a different place.
You know what we did this week?
Different dimension.
We organized our bag of bags.
What are you talking about?
Everybody has a bag of bags that you keep in the house somewhere.
Right,
don't pretend you
true.
Don't, Gary.
Right.
You're not an aristocrat here. You got bags too.
I have so a box of bags.
Well, yeah, but we organized our bags of bags.
Well, I've got one better.
What do you got?
I did that 2 weeks ago.
Oh, my man. I haven't been that bored yet.
The Jedi Masters over here. Right. What did...
Not that you don't look cool, but you do. You wear sunglasses in a dark studio.
The sun's right. The lights are right on me.
Is that
and
is that
my
it?
Future is very bright also.
Yeah.
Hey, final segment of the show, and thanks for listening, by the way, Understanding CBD. We really do enjoy doing it, and we enjoy all the phone calls and all the guests that come on here.
Everybody.
To talk about it with him, and that is actually serious. We are
That's
absolutely
true.
Thankful for that.
Grateful.
Hey, so time for?
Mail sack.
Noah, anything?
Noah, what's the
You've
music?
Got mail.
There it is.
Yeah. They didn't fire.
Didn't it, fire. So. We had to give him a warning. He's
oh,
playing
Mike,
it. Didn't fire.
Fire.
Amateurs.
Right.
Come on, Max. We're pros at this already.
Pros, man. Pros.
Right, Gary?
Are you kidding?
I
Gary,
so.
Come on.
You guys aren't rookies anymore. You're 10 weeks in, right?
Absolutely.
Mail sack question actually is perfect for today.
Yeah.
How serendipitous is this? Mail sack question from Ken. Doesn't give a last name. Ken asks, what's important to look for in a lab report? We've already discussed that a lab report is the most important thing to look for when you buy CBD. What's the most important thing to look for in
it? You know, and Dr. Crutchfield talked about this earlier, and that was the harmful aspects of the plant. Is there anything harmful, right? So the safety analysis aspect of a third-party report, in my opinion, is the most important, that there aren't any heavy metals in there. There aren't any mycotoxins, anything harmful. Mold, mildew.
Yeah, very important. I completely agree with you. That's the most important thing. You want to look for a third-party lab report or a certificate of authenticity, a certificate of authority. It's called different things. And again, our opinion, not just your opinion, Stephen, but my opinion too, is the most important part of that report is the safety analysis. You also want to make sure that it's potent, meaning that people, that the company, what they claim is in the bottle is actually in the bottle. And you also want to make sure that it's got other compounds, a whole plant compound in our opinion, but safety is incredibly important.
Yes, at least that point. Go ahead, Gary.
No, you.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely.
You had your finger up that you were going to say something, so I didn't mean to interrupt
it. To the listener audience, so that you know how we cue each other, we kind of look at each other and throw our hand in the air when we're trying to talk. So.
Yeah, I mean, I think, go ahead.
No, this time it didn't work. Now I forgot my question.
Oh, yeah.
No, no, no. I got it. You guys were mentioning this earlier. You guys are going to, you're on batch four now, batch four or five?
We're finishing up batch four.
Oh, okay. So does each batch have a lab report?
Yes.
So the people can look on your website to look at the lab reports?
That's correct.
They can see that there?
Yes, for every single batch we've ever done and will do.
And how much is a batch?
It depends. I mean, we started out with smaller batches and eventually work our way up to larger batches. Now we're doing a couple thousand, you know, bottles a run.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know.
Gotcha.
And this is, we actually are just working on our next batch right now, it's going to be double our normal batch.
And is each lab
report,
last
batch, actually.
Is each batch's lab report written by the same company? Like you guys work with one company?
We worked with the lab that we used for our